When I was 16, I knew I'd go to jail, cause I wrote my first program for hacking into mail. Didn't even use it, no amount of malice. I was learning how to code, it was all about the challenge. Up until that point, I was trying to find a balance. Parents fully hoping I'd been chosen for a talent. Life feeling blurry, but no one ever noticed. I was always wide-eyed, but couldn't ever focus. And it was at that moment, awoken to the stream. Face all aglow with my code up on the screen. In the same vein, ashamed that this was all illegal. Just the letter of the law, cause my spirit wasn't evil. Things sharpened up, at last I had my vision. But IT security wasn't even a position. Blind to decision, I didn't have a say. Finally find what I'm given, I can't let it get away. If I weren't a hacker, I would feel afraid from the way that the media has put them on display. Regardless of the matter, that's what people say. But wait, I am a hacker, sort of feel betrayed. Yeah, an aloof kid, always said my two bits, living for this learning from the joy and the amusement. Security's a mindset, and though it's been eluded, we like to find a problem, solve it, and improve it. The only part that's foolish is the asymmetric recourse, like put ourselves through enormous fights and get a divorce.
Let it go, let it
go. And now we're out here drowning, desperately reaching just to pull ourselves out and defenseless. Feeling marked and being counted, we're just tinkerers, makers, outnumbered and surrounded. I can't speak for everyone, but feel it safe to say that never should a researcher be treated in this way. The beginning of the end, I can feel my heart drop, don't let it go again. From the hand that was dealt, you've gotta play your cards. How far would you take it? Don't take it too hard. On January 11th, 2013, we lost one of the brightest minds that ever dared to dream. To be honest, I'm so angered and disturbed, victim of a system, but you live by your word. Betrayed by an act whose billings aren't that clear, and gets more outdated as we age another year. The world lost a man who defended open speech, then suffered at the hands of prosecution overreach. Before we lose another, there's time to stop the bleeding. Please, can we finally get the changes we've been needing? So many questions cause a statement we're declaring. We had to tell the world, this one is for Aaron.
I can feel my heart.